Yeah, we can come back one Nakuda here before we go into the Kiryas Guva. I'll try to explain a little bit. We saw, like, yes, we saw that Sochim learns that from Masoiso, Kula Vle Mitzoso, we learn a Kolos Higedin, right? In Fush, Rashi, Dav Pei, Hei. We learn a Kolos Higedin, that Chayim Chadlos Vonas Higedin, the home of the time of the Kolos Higedin. The next Dorsha, is Echad Voshnaim, that one has to do with the entire Melacha, not two, not between two. And Taisis holds that as a capable Milo, that both Dorshas, Masoiso, Kula Vle Mitzoso, Nechad Lashayim is the same thing. One has to do with the entire thing. But the first half of the Dorsha also has one has to do as opposed to two doing it together. Yeah. Then we saw that number one. Then we saw the places.
How do we know the Russian
stuff learns in the second one? It was in Bush. Echad Lashayim. Echad Lashayim. That's unequivocal, Echad Lashayim. Tell us what Mitosa Lekula means. Tell us what Lekula means, the word Rashi says, what Taisa says. Echad Lashayim is very clear. There's no two ways about it. There's one Nakuda here. I want to explain that. Somebody explained it yesterday. What Taisa says, why Kosev Reis Achas, Uboch HaVeroi, Kosev Reis Shnei Eloi, Tzrikko. Eloi, it's all cool. Taisa Tzadik Gimel. So my said, Taisa says, Kosev Reis Achas, Uboch HaVeroi, Kosev Reis Shnei, you don't need a Pasuk. We said, Rambam, Perish Mishnah, he says that you need a Pasuk. Rambam here, Perish Mishnah says that the Drosh of Asoiso, or Echad Lashnayim, Echad Lashnayim goes with two people writing two oases. That's the thing that we have here, two focuses. Let's move we go to them. Very big question, nice. If you're right in the middle, if you have the same source enough, it's a cool page and the base. In the cat there that begins the muscle stamps in Ava. זה מה שאומר בגמור יוחיד הויס הויס החי ושניים כתובים ומי זה עושה לדרוש שיזמי מה שם יזבורך והסויס האחר זה לא מוכול ולא מצוסו ודימין על זה הם כל זה ושימין אל בהם יש אבס כל זה בובין בייס אף הפי שנגמר שם משניהם יחתו וזה שתי הויסיס ושתי הויסיס ואף פי כן שניים כתובים. So the Rambam says that two people write Shteroises is Bechal Drosh. And I don't say that you need a Drosh. You need a Drosh, otherwise you wouldn't, otherwise you may be Chayv. So Shal is like, what's going on? That's Poshut, the Rambam is going to say. That's Poshut that the Drosh is, if you would have thought the two are Chayv, right? You would have thought the two are, the second one's Chayv, perhaps two are Chayv, for the joint effort of doing a melacha. That's possible. It's only, you have to begin with a certain hanocha. They have a meaning that's based on hanocha. They're talking about each one did a half. And musak of a half, what I explained it for the logical idea. Musak of a half means half of a whole. Anytime you talk about a half, it has to be half of a whole. And if there's no whole, there's no betzim, no something which is not inherently, if there's nothing which is inherently a whole, so then talk about, you can't talk about two things being a half. Right, I'll give you an example. Let's take a bishul. The Shir Bishul of Kigregos. If Ashi Kigregos is Chayv. Less than that, it's not Chayv. No, that's the Shir Bishul. The Shurim in Oichlin are... That's why Shurim in Oichlin are Kigregos in Shabbos. So, what if somebody... It's a Rashul Chatzi Kigregos. Somebody else is another Chatzi Kigregos. He's a Rashul Chatzi Kigregos. He's a Rashul Chatzi Kigregos. They can put it in the same part, or they can keep it in different parts. Does it have a meaning? Is that a meaning that the second one, this Marshall, second half of the Gregorius, a second half of the Gregorius, is going to be Chayv? Do you need a post to say it's not Chayv? Do you need a post to say it's not Chayv? Because the answer is no, you don't need a post. Why not? For this idea, it's an idea. Yeah, the post idea, you understand? Because the two Chassi Gregorius, it talks about Chassi Gregorius means half of a Gregorius, but they're not halves of a whole. That, when you finish, say he cooked the chassi gregus of a potato. Okay, cooked the chassi gregus of a potato. So there's no something which is inherently one unit, which was formed and created by the second guy's bishul. There's two chassi gregus in. then whether they're here and whether the two chassid yogis end up in the same pot, or one's here and one's in Australia, it doesn't make a difference. There's no inherent connection between the two. So therefore it's possible why you don't need a possible to say the second one's potter, because he did a chassid the same way the first one did a chassid shem. There's no inherent whole, no inherent unit which was formed. Right? Now, the Baalei Tosfos hold, the Huadin, Kosef is the same thing. Kosef is the same thing. That if the one formed one ois, another one formed another ois. And they don't form a whole. So two ices, these two ices don't form a whole. There's no more unit of two ices than there is in two halves of a potato, or two potatoes, or two whatever it is. Even two ices, what?
Half
letter each, and they all altogether there were only one ice. He's still missing. What if one wrote one and a half? The other one wrote a half. Can I gab? No. Right, that's how you think about it. One wrote one and a half verses. So in this, we're going to send the Rambam. The Rambam holds it for Kosev. When the Rambam says the Shteresius is Bechal the Drosha, Vasosov, Mitzosov, Kulov, Lemitzosov, and the Nida Posek, the part of the Shani. So you can understand. Ram took that example with Afkia. Ram took mentioned that example with Afkia. Yes, because Ram would agree with what we're saying about all the other malach, every other malach. That there's nothing which unites. They don't form one inherently. They don't form one whole. But Kosev could be yeah, and especially Shiv's Ram and me is that two Aseis and Kosev have to be a word that be a shame. As a Mechayis Shanim in the Sugi Nabayna, Pakistan. No Mechayis Shanim. Where the two ices are chayiv, if they don't form a word, they're not negative. Two ices which don't go together. They're not like aleph, something like that. There's no, have no meaning. The Rambam passage is that the chayiv case is only two ices which have some meaning, like aleph base. But two ices which form a word, something significant. So then there's a possibility of thinking. You could have thought that the second one formed the whole. He formed the unit. A unit of what? A unit of communication. What's an ice? It's a unit of communication, of a word. He formed the unit. The unit of a word, of aleph base, for example. That's Ram's example. You wrote aleph, he wrote base. It's a word av. Av is a word. So maybe the one that completed that is completing some kind of a unit. Maybe she b'chai for that. I need a poster to say this poster.
Is this like the Mechamas in Chatzidaber? Where he says that the 3 years of Chazaka build up each other?
So Malach, when I say Malach, however, not again. When we're talking about Malach HaShaitzah, so then it's inherently one thing, one event. The Chavetz was taken from one source to another source. It happened through the combined effort of two people. So this portion, you see that the two Maisim, each person did there, formed together a unit of HaShaitzah, right? There's an inherent connection. The first one picked it up and took it out. The second one took it from his hand and put it down. He made an offer, or vice versa. So then, the two Muslims have a natural cohesion. It's the cohesion factor here. The Muslim Mamasai, why I saw was accomplished by the two of them. But then again, a Chassid Gregorius and a Chassid Gregorius, and there's no cohesion there between the two Chassid Gregorius. And even if you eat them together in the same chunk, it doesn't make a difference. There's nothing that combines the two Bishulim to happen. But then again, the two Muslim could have come together. He could have said, we view them as being part of a whole. What's the whole? Melech HaShaitzah. Maybe the one that finishes is Chayiv. Kamashi will know. Cool of Lemix also. No, that's explaining why Kaiser speaks out Kaiser. But Taisna Gimel is Nishin Nishahir. The Malibu Mavid. Kaiser says, of the two, who's going to be Chayiv? That's a shell. Of the two is going to be chayv, the first or the second. That's a different shell. That's irrelevant what we're talking about. That's not a difference. That doesn't make a difference. They're the shell given everything we said until now. That Hoitzoa, the two elements, two aspects of Hoitzoa formed, come together and form a unit called Hoitzoa. Then they have a shell. Who they dwash, who was going to chayv? One, two, both of them. That's a totally independent shell. An independent shell.
So nothing to do. I wouldn't think that, hence I wouldn't need to be in the Mishkan. Otherwise, if people do it, I think of course you're both, because it's two people doing two
separate things. Okay, so take this whole, but I will be chained. Taisha says it needs to be in the Mishkan too, but Dav Davka Taisha Chalik and then he's what we said. Dav Davka. Then they had what I said now, it's a little boss of the Madhu of Asma. Very much loved after. Very much loved after because he can't. Who says it's a Gemara? He's not finishing anything. Finishing means it's a completion of something else. Who says it's a completion of anything else? I just said the second great verse of the potato is not a completion of the first great verse of the potato.
And also, that's not
going to
be done by someone else.
But
that's
not a
guilt.
Because
he also,
that's
not
cured. Maybe. Why not? Maybe. Boy, me ne rav me rebbe. Yeah, hetinoi. Chaver roish mu mashkin. Any questions? Everything good? Questions?
There is this shadow at the beginning about the gold. Sorry, it's
explaining
to us some
kind. To explain why, where and when they need a apostle to patter a mixas. When could I have thought that mixas is chayv? But a mixas of bishul is supposed to not chayv. Mixes the crisis is machlokes. Mixes of like so, the most doesn't need a boss. But mixes like so is a process with a natural collision. It's so from one to another, and if it happened that day too, so the two accomplish that process. But it's something which inherently connects the first half and the second half. So in the end, you need a boss. That's what I'm talking about.
Just try
going on. Now, Gimel. The Rosh happens to be here. The Rosh happens to be in there too. The Rosh in two places. I'm saying it is it could. It's not steer to nothing to the steer to it's anything we're saying.
So
the Tosafot says it's not steer to it. That's the Tosafot says it's not steer to it. No, I didn't say that. So the Tosafot says it's not steer to it, as far as we just explained now. But what, in given that her soul lends itself to such a havamin there, that maybe her oyster mix also is chayiv. Of the oyster mix also, of the two oyster mix also, who is the most likely candidate to be chayiv? That's machlokes. That's not gimel. That's not gimel. That's machlokes. You can't get out of it. We're talking about having meaning that shayiv and chayiv one of the two. Which one of the two is different shayiv? Yeah? So starting the sugi again. Mr. Shem, bo minei. We started getting out of the try with an open mind. I'll try to learn of the Rashi Mitz Hashem, just as we can. Okay. Bo mine rav me rebi, ti me chav beru eichu mashkin, ve yitzin lachut mao. Kiyas gubeke, kiyas tevez, mi mechay me domi. מחאי ודום רוי אומר חאי ואין דם מליודוי מתי מגוף הנח יודו נח הוא פינס את זה מאוד אומר לי הבחיל רב והפרסי אין גדול ואמנו לו כי כוי רבי בהי מסכת לא תשאל לי myself to Achavite, do my love with that, hey. Then we read Rashi's in the Shaili, climb out. Then leave it in myself to Zu Shem Yisbayish. The E loves the Rabbi Gabba Rabbu Ksavte. The Mishan Lo Shinoi, love Shinoi Yuhu. Right, so here, I mean, everybody has a shayla. I mean, there certainly are people that you can ask them all over, right? Some people can have the learning one thing, you can ask them a shayla somewhere else, and with that, they get an answer to a point. So, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh wasn't able to do what other people could do. Well, what's my right? What's the shot here? Right, the Kikoy Rebbe, Rebbe Masech, the Shayla, Masech, the Achavite. Shayla, Rebbe Masech, the Shayla, 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 that the chisam is not with Rebbe. Rebbe no kolish. Chisam is with us. Us. I mean, I kovon kolach l'fi erkod. That with Gabe Rebbe no kolish, we're not koy b'haim esechta. That's wrong. Rebbe was koy b'haim esechta, not even that we can imagine. He was koy b'haim esechta. He was involved in not worship ubei. Kol kuloi. Kol kuloi. In haim esechta's melips, he wasn't in the other esechta. At that moment, It wasn't. The Kavanah is something like that. That's what he said. The Chassan is now being koi. Not that we're big. Not that anybody then or the past 2,000 years, unless it's a bigger bekiyas than Beinu Kodesh. No, Beinu Kodesh was koi, but even we're not. Okay. The real advice that we saw yesterday. Hashem mi yoshav peyem eshanei. Kesani ha'toyin ha'yotol noichu mamaskin mi'boydim. I see him, he took his hand out. Okay, let's go back to the Rashi's. We'll try to do a speak on Rashi in light of the Tosfos Kashis on the Rashi. We'll try to speak up some Rashi, Mish Hashem. Hetine Chaveiroi. So you kufay b'shus ha-yochid, Hetine Chaveiroi, Dil kufay lo okar midi. Means he didn't pick it off the ground. That's the Bukhari to quote from Rashi. Iyu kufay lo okar midi, he didn't pick it off the ground. Because we said it yesterday. The Rashi agrees with what the Torah says on the base. Had he picked it up off the ground on Shabbos, then he must have took his chayiv. Correct? He picks his chayiv off the ground, and he loads himself. His chayiv. Why? One of two. There's one. The kiva happened at one or two points in time. If the kiva is good, the kiva is chayiv. So when did the kiva happen? When he starts walking. That's when the kiva happened. If you want to get another one. If the kiva is good, the kiva is chayiv. So it means starting to walk with the chavetz on his body is an akir. So then he picked it up, he put it on his shoulder, and he started to walk. And when he starts to walk, he's chavetz. If you're a kir, go for the athlete, akir's chavetz domi. Lavi kir's chavetz domi. So Tosfos was mechadish. And that if you're here, let's speak out, follow the Tosfos mechadish. If you're a kir, go for the athlete, akir's chavetz domi. So what in what? At the point when he puts it on his body, it's not noch. If it's not noch, it hasn't reached the hanoch yet. We'll have to see what the samples are there. But at the point when it's not noch, we need to listen to this. This says, "Diavet nochad toin atzmi misha chashecho v'malofus." Or you mash immediately. I feel like you have no chas kubel. I have a kiva. No chayv mishum. A kiva mishay no. So I'll go on with the implication of that. We'll still talk about it. It's done by Yuhus. And I have to chas kubel. Right. I think we mash kinu chlimus no gadov atzorach l'shavus lechon yodom zazi b'hem l'shavus. Akiva is good for Shoch, Akiva is back with the Nibbana Shlacha Shinitan. Another Rashi. We'll go down to the end of Rashi. Vein de mil yoda, pshuta lefnim, v'guf v'lechud, v'nosam al-bayas et echot, v'pota b'etan, v'mesis n'afu on nisha hoi tziyo. Yodo ilo inayach hilkoch ki hoi tziyo, v'o kamili, v'ein de ochetzav l'akiva v'anocho. ובנך אגב הקהלת רע ויקיבו כדי שנכווין להיות דבוס את הפגעים ולא יגסים עם די יסי רואי אוקיי, ונאס לו בנימה what the shadow of Akiva's Gufay? Based on what we've seen in the Rashi here. What the shadow of Akiva's Gufay? And it was... what's the issue? What are the truth told him here? How do you understand it? What are the two children here? The basic shell of a Jewish group.
Usually
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's start from attacking from different angles. Minatzad. So let's say like this. Let's say you hold. Let's say a kiosk for lavin kiosk. We all know kiosk for kiosk papers. So the somebody was at rest with a chevet on his shoulder, on his goof, and he starts walking. And we hold the kiosk goof lavin kiosk papers. Correct. So. Is a chevet, so if a kiosk goof lavin kiosk papers, does that mean that the chevet is still munach? If no akira, so the opposite, the inverse of akira is anocha, right? The opposite of akira is anocha, munach. Akira means to make it not munach anymore. So if akira is good law of akira, is it still munach? What?
It's never munach.
What?
It's never munach.
You also might be right, a pitoisis. It's never munach. Well, let's assume there was munach, like upon him. Leaving your horror aside, is munach or not? So everybody said, yes, it's still munach. Yes, it's still munach. Does anybody say it's not? No, it's not munach. Well, don't be shy. Yeah, but for different reasons. Not for different reasons. I don't want you. I mean, I want your reason too, but for different reasons. I'm looking for different reasons.
It's not about hanachah.
That's not true. That's not true, because Venus Reed, the Mishnah says, when one sticks his hand in and puts it on the yad of the Baal Bayis, and who it in on his goof, the yad is part of the goof, is chayiv. So putting it, see if I'm the Mishnah, what's that with that? You see if I'm the Mishnah, putting chevet on Sami's goof, it's chayiv. That's a Mishnah. And Rebbe knew that, and Rav knew that. Rav knew that, that's a Mishnah, correct? Posha don't say other thing, but not some say, Yodosh Shabbat Bais only chayiv. Would it not happen? He made anocha. Or vice versa, he picked it off the goof of the Baal Bais and took it out. He's chayiv. In the first case, anocha happened, second case, Akira happened. Even though the Mokum from which the Akira happened. And the mokum on which anoch happened is the goof of the Baal Bais, Avbichen Chayiv, right? So that is what?
It's munach later, and you put it down after.
The Mishnah ends the story with Nosan Sechadosh Baal Bais, Chayiv. The story is over with Chayiv. Chayiv! Chayiv! No, Mishnah. The Mishnah Chayiv. There ain't no tshuva, it's not just, you can say, why can't I conclude that it says Chayiv is Chayiv? That's Mishnah Kimta when the Oni pulls it out into the Shusel Hisan.
No, put it into your hand.
What?
What?
Yeah. The Mishnah says put it down. We'll read the line to this again.
That from there, Akira Skupas Kazkir Chayfetz, because you can make an Akimta. The equal of Ukma within the Mishnah, Shanichal Gabi Karka.
Taisus is talking about is what Rashi is in the Mishnah. It's not. We'll come to Taisus. It's not. Taisus is not talking about Nachamot. Let's read the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah. It's not Pshat. Both of them. It's not Pshat. Not Taisus. Some of the words mean Taisus. Like this. There are two cases. Let's read the Mishnah carefully. Read the Mishnah very carefully. Case that only Amed Bahut Babais Bifnim. Pashat or only as the other Lifnim. Take the first case again. The Mishnah says only chayov. He's chayov when he puts it in the yarav of Baal Bayis and not shaykh all over the men on the ground. It's not shaykh to say that what after putting it in the yarav of Baal Bayis, he picked it up again and put it down. Chas v'shalom. It's not pshat. Sure, it's not pshat. It's not pshat. It says chayiv is chayiv. So from there you see, unequivocally, b'lishum sovek, v'ol ashum das odom shavoylum, to say that after it reaches the hand of the rabbi, something else has to happen, it's chayiv. The shayla is, why, yim kain, is that not an indication of havanochas guf? But that's reish kasha, that's the chveis. Reish shonim's kasha, or teis kasha maybe, but for sure it's chayiv, and there's nothing to say about it, the teis shonim's kasha. For sure it's chayiv. And who adin v'u'inin, the second, avnotal mitaychov v'hoitzi, so the chavis was in mitaycho. Mitaycho means to take the yad of the balbais. So that we open, the scene opens with the balbais holding a chavis. Only picks it up from his hand, takes it out, shayt chayim. So in terms of the akiri, he can't, there's no mok in terms of the akiri from the hand of the balbais. Or the anocha into the hand of the balbais. That doesn't make any elukim. It says, lit toichi odoi mitaycho chayim. That's partial belief shum sofi. The mokum that's somewhat equivocal, it's what we spoke about the first year. When the Oni takes it out, his money's making a Yitzhah, the second half of the first bow of the Mishnah. No, tell me, the Oni goes like this, and he takes the Chavis into the first standing. Now it says, V'hichnis, the Oni is Chayiv. The Hachnosa, I'm sorry, V'hoitzi. The portion of Oni said, V'hichnis, the Oni is Chayiv. At that point, the Yesh Lodun and the Rashi and the Mechlegis Lemaisa, what's the Pshat? That's what Tayyip is talking about too. When only draws the Chayyavis towards him, now comes into the Fisravim, at which point is the Chayyav? Alibidamis, at which point? When is the Chayyav? Now, the shayla is this totally on our body of, well, again, the chavis was in the Mishos HaYoch, he pulled it out towards him into the Rabbim. Now, he's go with his hand, the yad, everything is in the Mishos HaRabbim, and he's still holding the chavis and not moving. Is he chayv as of that point? Or, so Rashi and Mishnah said what? Rashi would win Rashi and Mishnah. Rashi and Mishnah says to put it down. That's what Taisa is talking about. Taisa, that is totally directly on Taisa, that's totally on Akiris Bufay. Anochas kufa, you can anochas chayv.
That,
what?
Why is that a weaker kinta?
Mean weaker kinta.
I'm sorry, why is that not a problem to take out of
kinta
mission and then subsequently put it on the ground? Why is that not
sure of kinta mission?
Then the first case is
true. No, because the first case says, Nostan lisaycho. That's all it did. The second case says, Hoitzi. It doesn't say anything where you put it down. That's why. It doesn't say where you put it down. The mission is very ambivalent about that. In that case, which the Moitzi, the Oni is pulling it to himself, it doesn't say where you put it down. So we'll soon see. So Kivega says, Rashi says he put it down. Then we'll soon see what about that. Now we come back. So let's pick up the thread again. So, and that's what Taisa is talking about. He could have made a kim to put it on the ground because he doesn't say anything. We're trying to focus what the Abaye is and what for sure not b'chal the Abaye. So the first was again. So let's start again. So from the Mishnah, you see mefurish that a chavetz is on somebody's hands and he's standing still. To take it off the hand is nakiri, and it's mechayv the oni, right? If the balbai is holding chavetz oni, it's mechayv. That's his akir. So chavis on the hand of the albayis is considered to be munach, and the only main akir from it, and vice versa. The only sticks his hand in, puts it down on the hand of the albayis on his goof, is for sure chayv. It's for sure chayv. Which we see that chavis on the goof is munach. The guy, chavis objectively, if you want, let's see, objectively, a chavis is munach. It's not like it's not, and I don't think that because what should I say? What percentage of the human body is water? 90% something? Huh? Whatever it is. More than 50, yeah? So our components, I don't think that's because the really good is water, so then it's like making a noch on mayim with the sugi vayta. Right? That's not. It's not true. That's not true. It's not true. To make a noch on the goof is a noch. To make an akira from a goof is an akira. And that's unfortunate mishnah. That's point number one. Now, second point, with unfortunate mishnah, but it's poshut, it's like this. That's them again. We don't know yet that Kiris Guve have a kiva. We don't know. It means it could be loy have a kiva. It could be anocha to go over there. And also loy have anocha. I will say that Balabayas that was standing in Rishus starts to walk around in Rishus. He's walking around. And there's a chavis on his hand, on his shoulder, on his head. And the one he sticks his hand in and picks up the chavis while the Balabayas are walking around. If you hold that kiva, let's say even if you hold that kiva, give a little of a kiva. So when he started walking around, that's not an kiva. So I ask you again. Is the chavis neka? Is the chavis still munach? So most of you said the chavis is still munach. But I don't think that's true. Chavis not munach. Chavis is moving. Chavis is moving. Why should the chavis still be munach? Why did you think chavis still munach?
No, you
might have thought the chavis still munach because it's still on the immediate surface in which we know until now was on the surface. It was on a certain surface, the surface being the hand of the Mabayis. It's still there. There was an immediate resting place of the chavis, the surface in which it's resting is still the hand of the Mabayis. The goof of the Mabayis has to move from there. So it might be a malkum to think that goof, that's the entire problem, that's the entire issue of a kiris goof, that it have been removed from its malkum anoch, from its immediate malkum anoch. So maybe if it's either it's yemunoch or namunoch, whatever, that's the issue. So I'll ask you a question. Let's say like this. Let's say there's a chavis on a table. It's a chavis munoch on a table. Somebody picks a table up and is walking around and says, Yochid carrying a table with a chavis on the table. One sticks his hand in, now takes the chavis off the table and carries it out. Does anybody think that that's a kiva from a mokom anochel? The chavis on the table, chavis biachas the table is where it is. But the whole thing is moving. Is that chavis on the table? Is that munach or is that in motion, objectively? Nobody knows.
It's
not munach. That's what it's not. Nobody says munach. So who's in ruining by same token the chavis on the goof objectively? If you look at the objective matzav a din. Of the chavis on goof odom, the odom is moving. The chavis on munach. Chavis on munach.
Why is it the pasuk?
Why is it? Because in a mok, we'll see. In when you talk about hanocha, why is the pasuk?
Yeah.
Because when you talk about hanocha, so hanocha consists of two inyonim, and the shaila is whether to what extent they overlap, or they don't necessarily have to overlap 100%. The two inyonim are hanocha, and it's important to say it, and it has to do with the result of the rest. But these are ideas that the mission will. We're starting to work on now, and we're working on the sugya, and still making improvements. That we talk about anocha, there are two inyonim here. One is the mokum anocha of the chavitz, the immediate mokum anocha of the chavitz. Right? That's one inyon, one din in anocha. The immediate mokum anocha of the chavitz. On what surface is the chavitz resting on? And the aloch is the kabbe that. That's one issue. Second issue is the chavitz has to be munach in the rishus. The chavitz has to have a mokum anocha in the rishus. The achas of the chavitz in the rishus. Not just, we don't just look at the mokum anocha in the surface on which it's resting. Which is supporting it. That's one definition of mokum. But there's another issue here, and that is the mokum anocha of the chavis in Rishus. Because we're talking about Yitzhak Nachnosa. How about Chilip Rishuyas? So the anocha has to be in the Rishus. Anocha has to be in the Rishus. So now, when you talk about if the chavis is on the table is moving, if it's on a group, the group is moving. But then the immediate surface of which it's resting is the table, so it's resting, it's munach on the table, but it's not munach in the rishus.
Can we say kasiv
asal zeh? I told you that yesterday. First of all, we're talking about tables moving in the Rishus HaYochas, carrying on the table in the house. It's not doing anything. Nothing to do. And second of all, nothing to do. Table's not also. Table's not.
You're allowed to move yourself.
You can move a table in the Rishus HaYochas too, as much as you want. What? Nah, nothing to do. At least I don't see anything. The middle of the, it's Im Kenim Advoim. if we're right so far. So now, so in what I'm trying to arrive at is that the shadow of the Kiyas Gufoi, Havi Akiri, is not the guess amount of the objective status of the Chepetz. It's posted that the Chepetz is on the Guf, and the Guf is moving, the Chepetz objectively is not the Munach anymore. On the other hand, if it comes to rest on a Guf, is Munach. We're talking about now, so the Shaila Rav Zabaya was going to be the Maisa Akira. The Maisa Akira, that was not an open of Akira's Guf. Not the objective status of the Chavis. But the Maisa Akira. As Akira's Guf, it's going to be a Maisa Akira. Now, when we talk about Maisa Akira, now let me explain what I mean. Not because maybe it's klachayad. It's not a proper way of doing it here. Right? It's a shali. Not because it's klachayad, like moving books with your foot or something like that. That's not the issue. Not klachayad. It's a shali in Gidrei Maisei Akira. And here, the vote is like this. I'll try again. Let's go back to the table. Let's go back to the case of the table. I'll take a poshka case. You have a table with a chevitz on it, and somebody picks out the table with a chevitz and carries it out. And we want to be mechayvim only for the chevitz on the table, not for the table. Whatever the table's answer, whatever it is, he doesn't need it, doesn't want it. He's not interested in that. So we're not being mechayvim for the table. We're looking to be mechayvim for the chevitz that was on the table. Okay? So now we had a chevitz that was at the surface on which was resting is the table, and it's on the same surface. It's on the same surface as the yochid. He picks it up. With he picks the surface, not the surface of the chevitz, and he carries it out and puts it down over there. Is it chayv? And in that case, that he was talking about the mitzvah himself. And the first case we talked about was the table was moving around the table and somebody picked the chevitz off the table and just the yochid. Now we're talking about the mitzvah picked up the table with a thing on it and carried it out. Is he chai for doing that? Yes, watch. Where was that kiran? How define that kiran and nocha? Where was that kiran and nocha from?
From
what?
Tables on the
floor. There was no mokum and nocha.
The floor what? Of the table was originally on.
See, there is such a sheet there. So we have to introduce that. What the rabbi sheet in the press, trying to bring a rabbi in the press, it's important to know here too. That sometimes the Bechevet had no mokum, the Bechevet has no mokum hanoche, or there's no akira from a specific mokum hanoche, so it's chayev for being okid from the rishus. That's the rabbi, the musa is in ksubis too also, we're trying to bring ksubis in the nairis. There's such a thing called akira's rishus. Akira's rishus, it's in two places, here and in akira's rishus. But that's only the rabbit, and Eddie Sharon didn't hold of it. So let's leave aside the rabbit for the time being, and say that you always have to identify a mokum. A mokum, has to be from a mokum. That's why I said before, a few minutes ago, that there are two dimensions, and you need both. You need the specific mokum hanocho, and the being munach in rishos. Munach in rishos. So now, again, so tell me. So what you said, I can't say you're wrong. It wasn't a curious rishus. That's true. But I think it's a better answer. You only derive it. When you pick the table, the chevitz on the table, when you pick that and carry it out. Why is it chayv?
Rabbi said that the only pitel to hanacha, Rabbi mentioned two cases yesterday regarding the achila and the tzira. So the only pitel of hanacha would be the hanacha, an ikar hanacha, or let's say a tafla hanacha. So there's no, the hanacha on the table is not tafla to another hanacha.
So where's the munach though?
It's munach on the ground.
Oh! Yeah, good. So yeah, something is on the table. Something's on the table, so yes. When something's on the table and the Akira is picking it off the table and taking it out, so then it's very easy to define. We was the Mokum Manoch from which Akira happened, that's the table. But in the case we're talking about, we're thinking about, what if he picked up the whole table and carried it with the Chavis out, So we was a kid from which makom nocha did he make a did he make a kiri? So yesh leimar and that's a fact. The akia gavna will define the chevetz as having been munach agav the table on the ground. The chevetz on the table's on the ground. They picked up the whole thing. So there's the immediate surface was a table, but it doesn't mean we can't define, we can't perceive another makom nocha. The other makom menachah was with the table was resting on the ground. So the chevetz on the table had a makom menachah also on the ground. Right? That's correct. That's a correct idea. I don't know if it's correct because the one says about the goof. So if it's true about the goof, it's true of the table too. So the madum came so far. So there are two inyanim here. So first of all, so the chevetz on the table has a mokum menocha immediately on the table. Before it did, has a mokum menocha on the ground. With the table is resting on the ground. Yes, middle of the table, wherever it is, I don't know. You draw a line down, though, the table, whole table is mokum menocha. It doesn't make sense. So picking up the table is an akira of the chevetz too, from where from it's mokum menocha on the ground. So im kain, so then what's the problem? What's your bayah about akira sekuf? So let's draw a parallel. Let's draw the parallel and see where's the parallel falter a little bit with Rav Adna Abaye. What was Rav Abaye? Why couldn't Rav figure this out? So a chevetz on a goof, and a chevetz on a goof, what's the problem? A chevetz on a goof has a mokum nocho on the ground, l'choy. So what's the issue here with a kira's goof have a kira or not? A nocha's goof have a...
That doesn't sit in place for a long time. It's not.
Well, first of all, what's a long time? What do you mean? What are you saying?
A chavetz on the table, or each chavetz, and one can be a fifth on the table, is bounced to the table, and it's looked like it's a munach on the ground.
Yeah.
By you, you're a person on a chavetz. So we don't look at it as still on the ground if it's on you.
I would say a little different. The moving, a man starts to walk, it's Nagei, he's Maisa Kiri Klapei himself. He's the Kiri Klapei himself. When he starts to walk and the Chavetz on him, it's actually a Maisa Kiri Klapei the Chavetz. In other words, neck how it is. Objectively, the Chavetz is neck out, because Chavetz was previously resting, Munach Agav his goof on the ground. Now it's not Munach Agav his goof on the ground. Inshallah, it's in Gidrei Molocho. And Akira has to be a Maisa Akira. Can this be called the Maisa Akira? Again, about this neck, it's not Munach anymore. And we stopped walking, it's Munach. It's not a lot of motion still. But Shali is, what's the yachas of the Chavis and the Guf to the Chavis and on it in terms of a Maisa Knuz of Gidra Akira? And again, not because it's being done Kalachayat. Not because it's not a Chayat. But we view this being a proper Maisa Kiri in terms of the Melechus Eitzel. Or maybe missing in the Maisa Kiri. That's right. Some picked up a person, he has something in his pocket, and you know about it, so then he's Chayiv. Yeah, B'diyuk. The man doing, walking, is that an Akira of a Chayiv on him? What? Because it's not normal. It's very normal. Klachayat means there's a better way of doing it. There's another way to do it. This is the way to do it. It's normal to have chavotzim on your pocket anyway, on your hand. It's normal. It's not the end of Dim Klachayat. It's a specific shali in Gidrei Akira. Sometimes shali in Akira from Leo Bay. Is this an Akira of the Chavis? From its Mokom Menocho. Is this a Maisa Akira of the Chavis? From its Mokom Menocho. Or we say, no, we look at him as just walking. It's not an Akira, it's not an Menocho. Right, let's move on to the next Nikudia. Chavis objectively is Nekar. Right? And Chavis objectively is Munach when he stops walking. That's Munach when he starts walking is a mission that we establish. And that's Nekar is very Mistaba. Very Mistaba. When he's walking around, especially if somebody takes it off him, he's not
Nekar. So
it's
the
Shiloh
on
the
Muslim.
I think we're after that. Shiloh is after that. Even if Naniyah the person is like a table, then that means it could be that the Shiloh begins with that and includes the second thing too. Is the person like a table? Is the person like a table? Maybe not. I don't think so. I think it's question that it is. Question that it is.
So we're not the Shiloh now about whether it's a
Machmah or not. I'm not 100% sure. But But I am sure that the second thing is Machal. The Bai includes the second aspect we just spoke about, is his walking and a cue of the Chavis and Mishmokom Nocho. You want to say the Shalom begins, a Chavis on a table is Munach on the ground. A Chavis on a Guv, is it Munach on the ground or maybe not? Maybe it's like it's only here. Maybe that could be Machal the Bai, maybe. But suddenly it goes weiter. The Bai also was a Filuv, a Filuv him, so Loi Mar. The chavis on the shoulders has the mokum nach on the ground. When that man starts moving, is he being like the chavis? Is that a mice cue on the chavis? Start munach on the ground. So then we define the mokum nach as being only on the roof. So then we say that roof is why it's not in the cue. But I think it's more than that. Then that mean will be maybe somebody picks up the whole the mental thing. Maybe that will be that. Let's go. So now to the it's like this. Rav, you see me the Gemara, let's move next to the well, where does Rav come from? Where's Rav coming from? The answer shall we see right away. He's coming from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, let's just speak out the apostle in the Kuzi. If we don't distinguish between Guf and Yad, which Rabbi said, ain't a dem liyoda, right? But if we don't know any, before we know any dem liyoda, so then the Mishnah, from the Mishnah, we should learn what? We should learn something from the Mishnah. At this point, but this is closer time. This is not as close. But why did Rabbi say ain't they doing the other? Yad mando hashemay. I said yeah, because Rabbi's coming from the Mishnah. Because if we don't distinguish between Yad and Guf, and what they say about Guf applies to Yad again, if we don't distinguish between Yad and Guf, so that was Rabbi's time. That's Rabbi Shailit. In the Mishnah, you can place it from the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, see that Kiras Yad or Anochas Yad will have a Kiras, will have a Anocha. Let's explain. That's what I'm saying. When Balbais put the chavis in the hands of the Oni, okay, and so the Oni's hand is addressed in the Mishnah Sayochid. The Oni stuck his hand in the Mishnah Sayochid. Balbais put the chavis in. Everything is addressed now. Then the Oni takes his hand out. So the Chavis is doing an akira. But that's what Rav had a shot. The Chavis is doing an akira. He's doing an akira. We're doing an akira. The Chavis was in Rishus. The Chavis was in the Rishus Hayochid. It was stationary. And he took it out. So why is he not chayiv? So I thought maybe you would think why is he not chayiv? The Mishnah is not chayiv. The vice put the chayiv was on the Yadu Oni. The outstretched Yadu Oni in the Shusha Yochi. And then Oni took his hand out back to him in the Shusha Rabin. He's not chayiv, says the Mishnah. So why is he not chayiv? So Rav said, you might have thought he's not chayiv because what's missing in the Kiva is that the Yad moving Chavetz on it, the Yad moving with the Chavetz, doesn't constitute an Akira. So then, wrapped up by the same token, the Guf moving with the Chavetz on it doesn't constitute an Akira. But same thing. Came Rebbe and said, no. Guf einayich yodol einayich. What does that mean? So our Pita came to means like this, listen to the Chavetz chat in Rashi. Rashi says, yodol einayich, Guf einayich agave kaka, vave akira. Yodol einayich yodol kotziya, lo yoka midi. What's the difference? What's the Hezbollah volume? Abidakin. Hezbollah volume is like this. When a chavis munach on the goof, so where is its mokum anocha relative to the rishus? Where is that mokum anocha b'chal of the chavis on the goof in the rishus? Where his feet, we're standing on the ground. Agav goof is munach on the ground. Every chavis has to have mokum anocha relative to the rishus system. We come back to the other thing. The two, you have to identify two. Of anocha. One is the midi service, and second of all, the wisdom in the rishus. So kufa naich gabi kalkach, which means that, as by the same token, a chavis the munuch on the goof. Want to be done with the mokom noch of the chavis? It's agav of the goof. The goof is peveya the mokom noch of chavotlim on it. So zil bosa goofa. Goofa means with the feet meet the ground. With feet standing on the ground. That's the mokom noch of the goof and everything on it. A yad kshilatme is not peveya mokom noch. So a chavis that munuch on the yad is a munach in the location which the yad is. The yad is a chelik of the goof. But being it's chelik el guf, it's munach, a chevetz on the yad is considered to be munach agav the guf, and the guf is munach with the feet around the ground. With the feet around the ground. Right? It's a very thing that we answer this kasha on Rashi. If you want, did you want to answer this? Taisa asked, yes or no, but the point of Pshat in Rashi is not that being on the yad is worse than being on the shoulder or the head. There's no difference between the yad, shoulder, or the head. It's all the same thing. The rachalok may vote of the goof. But the mokum of the, when he's saying, when a chayim is munach on the goof, whether it's a shoulder, whatever it is, whether the chaylik of the goof is supporting the chayfetz, with the mokum hanocho of that chayfetz relative to the rishus, relative to the ground, on the ground, with the mokum hanocho of the chayfetz, and it's with the feet on it. That's goof, I nach agave kaka. You look, where's the goof? Meet the ground. The goof meets the ground on the goof. Is munach with standing on the ground or sitting on the ground. So that in turn is kaveya, that's the mokum manocha b'ochavotzim on the goof. So mele is like this. So when somebody is standing in Tzvus Rabbi and Tzvus Yocha and he starts walking, so he said he was oike, he was oike from, he made an akiva from the mokum manocha. He made an akiva from the mokum manocha. Who was the mokum manocha? Agav goof on the ground. He starts to walk, he made an akiva. I found in the mission that going into motion is not an akiva. So it says in the mission, the only thing that went into motion is yad and anocho yad in and of itself is not kaveya mokom anocho. Yodel enach means yodel again. Yodel enach means the yad by itself is not kaveya an independent mokom anocho. The yad is merely a chelik of the goof. The mokom anocho of the chevetz on the yad is where? Agav the goof, not because of not the yad. The yad it, in and of itself doesn't have a din to make a chevetz munach in the ground in which the yad is. Now we come. Right, so exactly. We'll come there. That's a good question. What the Lishna Chumim say? Right now, come there. So in the feast, there, 1 second. Im Kein Adova. Im Kein Adova. So when Sam is walking into a rishus. So he decided there was an akiva zaguf and an anocha zaguf. Akiva zaguf and an anocha zaguf. Akiva zaguf one of shuas, and he walks into the rishus. The chavis is on his head. He's on his head, and he starts walking. So he's chayiv. He's chayiv. Who is the mokom anocha of the chavis? Who is the mokom anocha of the chavis? In space. If you want to define exactly the coordinates in space, where is the mokom anocha of the goof is on his head. He walked into the rishus rabbim, say. Says the Rabbi with the chavis on his head. Says so chayiv. Who is the mokum manocha?
Directly below him on the ground.
What?
Directly below him on the ground.
Oh, I'm reading Rashi with Avhei and Aleph who come to the Mitzvah Hashem, but I'll go on with the foolish Nachman we said. Hamitzi l'malo. What you have to know is like this. We have to know is that Avi Rishus Rabbim goes up only 10 tefachim. It's something that Rishus Rabbim goes up only 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim. L'malo me'asar tefachim in Rishus Rabbim is already Mokum Tua. It's a Mokum Tua. Right, so the any surface in Rishus Rabbim higher than 10 tefachim is not in Rishus Rabbim anymore. It's a mokum tour. That will come to the Mishnah. It's a new idea, but now you know it. So the shaila is if somebody carries out a chavetz. Say if the moshul, how tall are fire hydrants? The Malam of 10th Malam? When we learned Shabbos, we learned Shabbos years ago, we went to Mesh. What? The law of the 10th Malam? Okay, Louis III, you have a fire hydrant, any stump in the first of Avim, the Malam of Yud Fochim, and somebody makes a Kiv of Shasa Yochid and Anoch in the first of Avim, on that stump, the Malam of Yud, that object, that thing, the Malam of Yud, is not Chayiv. It's not Chayiv, he didn't put it down in the first of Avim, it's an Avim Malam too. So now, what? What?
Why is it considered when you put on top of that?
That's what?
Put on top of that, it's on the ground.
It does not, because the Mokom Yoch is there, Lamal Miyot. But, says the Rashbo, Hamaitz Lamal Chayot, Takochoch Boodom Echot Omad Lofvish, Takivas Guva, Vanochas Guva, Kivas Chayvitz Domi. So if he's carrying the ashes of foolish, I'll also call him. If it depends how the anocha happened. If the anocha happened by he put it down, placed it down on the surface, so then if the surface is lamal miyud, he's potter. But if it was on his goof, it can't be chavit on his goof. So even though the chavit is lamal miyud, but since he's chav because anocha's goof kanocha's chavit, since anocha is by virtue of anocha's goof kanocha's chavit, so even though the goof the chavit is lamal miyud, but we say lamal kulamata domi. Because Anoch has Guvah, Anoch has Chayvitz on the ground. When you have somebody has a Chayvitz on his goof, and he starts walking, where was he convey a Mokom Anocha? Not on the head. His head doesn't become a Mokom Anocha in the new shul into which he goes. That's not true, for a lot of reasons. Because it was always on the head, and that was the problem. So when somebody has the chavis on his head or on his shoulder and he walks into the nether shoes and he comes to stop in the nether shoes, so where was he convey the mokum nacha? On the ground. That's what the Rashba says, even though it's the malam yod, it's chayv in shoes rabbi. Because the nocha skubik and the nocha chavis means it's munach lamata on the ground. Kilo is munach lamata on the ground. He made a mokum nacha, the chavis is munach agav the goof on the ground. Agav the goof on the ground. That's mechagit shenim. That's my favorite shenim. I think the Rashbi now mentioned. He talks about that in the Yeshiva. That's my favorite shenim. Kal lechalek. But Al Kabbalah is my favorite shenim. Favorite shenim. One more nakuta. The shaila is: What's the lish nachrino? Yodai Vasa Gufa Gira, like it's in the Yisrael. What do the words mean? What does it say? What do you mean Yodai Vasa Gufa Gira? The Chari, the Poshim Pshat, what's it in Pshat? In Pshat, there are two possibilities in Pshat. The same, what's Pshat? What does it mean Yodai Vasa Gufa Gira?
Your head automatically follows your body wherever it goes. So it's your resistant body in your hands and elbows.
What?
Somebody
said, let's appreciate and understand what it means. You have to look at the sugi here. There's a little sugi, but try to do it. The sugi in Sadi Aleph and Beis and Sadi Beis and Al, called Agid Kli. So if Agid Kli Shmei Agid, or an Agid Yad. You look at it for tomorrow, Mr. Jim. The Shalav Agid Kli is like this. Let's say you have a, listen to Shalav Agid Kli. Agid Kli means you have a big Kli, a long Kli. Half of the Kli is in the Shusay Yochid, the other half of the Kli is in the Shusay Rabbah. So what if say right then it's over an agar kli. And there's a chavit and you put a chavit in the kli. Put a chavit in the kli or carry a chavit out in the kli. Chavit all the time in the milchachil in the kli. The chavit in its entirety goes into the other shoes. While the kli is still straddling both shoes. That's over an agar kli. So the fact that the kli is traveling both Rishuyas and on the kli on which or in which Chayav is Munach, does that shtar the Malacha? That's also an Agad kli. And Agad Yad is the same thing. What if you have a person standing, it's good with the one who throws his hand, especially into the nether truss, and they put it down into the hand, stretching the nether truss. So then let's just take a look at the Gemara, especially in Tzadik Beis Zalman Aleph. Then we'll pick up here.
Rashba saying the same thing as Rashi, or...
That doesn't pick everything out. What I'm saying is, what we spoke last night, we incorporated in the last one.